92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I think most of you know or have at least heard about the dramatic negative impact of social media on contemporary society. There are so many dynamics associated with that. These sites and apps are all based on programming algorithms that make them increasingly addictive, and studies have clearly shown that social media apps are deteriorating America's mental health. Last week, the Wellbeing Research Center at the University of Oxford in the UK published their annual World Happiness Report, and it details how social media is causing unhappiness among young people across the entire world. Instagram and TikTok appear to have the most heavy impact on people, leading to lower happiness and more significant mental health problems. But through the study, they also tested limited access to social media for one group of people. They had notably higher life satisfaction. And then there was a group of people who didn't use any social media platform at all, and their scores were the highest. The study also reports that the average person last year had at least one social media platform in their face, either on their phone or on their computer, for a minimum of 2.5 hours a day, which is quite a lot. The good news in the report is that Finland topped the charts again, in fact, for the 9th year in a row, as the happiest country in the world. And it's probably because they're not obsessed with social media.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.